Another SBS Pop Asia podcast. It's The Anime Show with Joey and Aki.
Welcome back to another episode of The Anime Show with Joey and Aki. I'm your host, Joey.
And I'm your co-host, Aki. And I got a question for you guys. Army, where are you at? Because we're going to be talking about K-pop.
If you enjoy the show, make sure to like, favorite, comment, and share it with all of your friends. It's another episode of this show.
What up, fam squad? How many are you?
That's the name of our audience. That you are the official SBS Pop Asia fam squad.
What up, guys? Anyways, so today we're gonna be talking about something related to like kind of otaku culture, K-pop. Because I recently found out, because I've been getting a little bit more into K-pop, thanks to the fans of my YouTube channel, Aki Dares. Please subscribe. Anyways, so...
Nice self-plug there.
Yeah. Anyways, so you guys may or may not have heard of a really big hit called Fake Love by BTS. Yeah, when I saw it last time, it was like at 200 mil. So that's pretty fast growth. It was just released, I think, maybe a week and a half ago.
200 million views?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm looking right here. Oh, no, not 200 mil. 151 million.
That's still impressive for 3 weeks ago.
For 3 weeks. Okay, yeah. 3 weeks ago, Fake Love by BTS was released, and now we are racking in 151 million views. So what I've heard about BTS is that it's pretty much game-changing for the K-pop industry. Mm-hmm. And also, BTS got number one album in the United States. That's crazy.
That's bizarre.
I'm not complaining, but I'm just very, very surprised because it's not something you hear on the radio here. It's not something everyone's talking about in the US. So the fact that I got number one album, I'm guessing a lot of, let's just say normies are like, what? Who is that? I don't know who this is.
I think, though, the fact that, like, you know, you haven't heard it on the radio or you haven't heard it on the TV just goes to show you how, I guess, almighty and all-powerful the internet is now.
Or how mighty a fan base is for K-pop,
yeah,
for
especially
BTS.
Especially K-pop is just... exploded in America
the army has won this battle.
Oh god.
But there's still a war to be held, which is the...
Would you say you're part of the army?
Not yet. The door opened when I made my K-pop video where fans like sent me links and songs and videos for me to indulge in.
What is like the requirements to be part of the army?
You just have to really like BTS.
Do you really like BTS?
I downloaded their album of Love Yourself, and I'm still getting used to it because I haven't indulged in any K-pop for like years. I'm still back in like the whole FX Girls Generation, SHINee, and Big Bang like era, so I haven't moved on yet. And so listening to BTS, I haven't found too many where I'm like, wow, you know. Sorry, ARMY, I'm very picky when it comes to music, so I haven't been part of the ARMY yet, but I have been blasting Fake Love. I don't know if you hear me from outside.
Yeah, it's personally kind of getting annoying.
Really?
How much you're blasting it.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm not a big fan of it. I'm sorry. If you are part of the army and you're listening to... I know, it's blasphemous for me to say on air, especially concerning, you know, there's probably a lot of K-pop fans who are listening to this show right now. I don't know, man. I can't get into it.
Yeah.
I feel it's an area in music that is heavily dominated by the females. I mean, yeah. I'm sure there's, you know, there's guys who listen to BTS too and K-pop and stuff like that. And you know, no judging, but I don't know. Just personally, it's not my kind of music.
Yeah. So like, if we were to nix the music, you can't deny that those music videos and the work put into them is like excruciatingly like talented.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Like, That's not where my criticism lies.
Yeah, you know? No, we're just gonna like try and save
like
you
some
from
of
the
these
army.
Some of these guys are pretty gosh darn good looking.
Yeah, like I know that with K-pop in the industry that the training for people to go on auditions and then even after auditions you're kind of put on this list of whether or not you'll actually be part of a band or whether you'll be one of like the backup dancers at concerts or something,
right.
Or if you're just eternally going to be there like wasting your time.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know how training goes with K-pop.
Enlighten me.
Okay. So this isn't like the completely accurate stuff. So, but this is basically the general gist of it.
Mm.
Let's say you make it through auditions and now you're kind of part of that agency.
Uh-huh.
And just like everyone else in that agency, you want to be part of the next girl group or the next boy group.
Yeah.
You wake up at 7 a.m., like 7 in the morning, and throughout the whole day, like till late at night, here's what you're practicing. Probably an hour or two of dance,
mm-hmm.
an hour or two of singing, rap, and then singing in other different languages.
Mm. Not Korean?
It's Korean and then also other languages. If in K-pop, some of their songs, they sing it in Japanese, English, and I don't know Chinese. I don't think I've seen it, but definitely Japanese and English.
I've definitely heard Japanese and English, yeah.
Yeah. So they try and practice those.
Right.
And they try to do it in a way where it's like, it's natural.
I guess they're speaking Japanese and English because other than English-speaking countries, or rather Korean-speaking countries, the two biggest countries are Japan and every other English-speaking country.
Pretty much.
So it kind of makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know about Chinese, though. I don't think I've seen any, but I'm fairly certain that it's been done before.
Mm.
So, yeah, it takes a lot to really stand out from the crowd. I can only imagine how the auditions for Girls' Generation did, considering how many chicks are in there.
Mm.
But you have to have something to bring to the table. And then looks-wise, I don't know if this is true, but, like, I've been looking at a few, like, posts where, you know, a lot of these stars, they do get plastic surgery, and I don't doubt it.
Mm.
They have, like, before and after pictures. And
aren't they more, like, South Koreans who do have surgery done than those that don't? Or is that just, like, a stigma that comes from, like, a stereotype?
I'm not sure of the statistics, but it's definitely a stereotype, and it's a pretty big marketing for South Korea.
Right.
So, yeah.
Like, it's really normal to get plastic surgery in South Korea.
Like, it's not something to be crucified for, and I heard that it's also really cheap as well. That's why people go there. And from what I've seen, I'm gonna be honest, it's pretty skilled, and I wouldn't mind having some Korean plastic surgery myself. I just don't know what I would have done.
I mean, personally, you don't need anything done.
Nah, thank you. You're too nice. But you're my boyfriend. You're supposed to say that. But everyone else,
I don't want to open a can of worms for, like, the ethics of plastic surgery or whatever, because we could be here forever. But let's just say I ain't a big fan.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes you look good, no doubt. But, like, you know, I don't understand people who, like, oh, I have a little bit of a messed up chin, and then you go to plastic surgery. It's like, it's not that bad. Honestly, there are more people that need it more than your little bit dingy chin.
And I'm on the other side where I'm like, if you want it, if it made you happier and you got the money and you do look good after, I don't see what the problem was here.
Yeah, but looks isn't important. It's about what's inside that matters.
Yeah, sometimes.
You're not going to say no.
No, I just... I'm not against it. It's just I don't see a problem with someone who does it because they wanted to. Because, it's kind of mixing with what you said. Man, again, we're a can of words. I'll just finish it off with this.
Mm.
If you want it, it doesn't hurt my life. And so why am I going to waste my time?
Because
it
will potentially hurt my children.
Will it?
Yeah.
What?
Because, like, if you get a kid, right? Like, your kid isn't going to pass down the plastic surgery. Like, your kid isn't gonna come out with your plastic surgery-fied face. Is that a word?
I guess. But yeah. I'm the type that don't even care about kids. But anyways, with the Korean plastic surgery on these K-pop stars, it's freaking impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically this episode.
I mean, no doubt. Like the guys and girls who are in the K-pop groups, and even, you know, just some normal Korean guys and girls who get plastic surgery, no doubt, they look awesome. And, you know, it totally makes sense if you're in a show business like K-pop, where it's all about, you know, the singing and the dancing, but also, most importantly, how you look.
Yeah.
Then clearly, plastic surgery is going to help. And I don't have a problem with that.
Mm.
But anyway, go back to the routine.
Oh, right. Yes, the routine. So they spend, like, hours upon hours with all this stress of dancing, learning different languages. I know that they're... One of my favorite girl groups, probably my top favorite girl group, is the one that actually got me into K-pop, called FX. I really, really like them. And one of my favorite members in there is a member called Amber.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I read somewhere that she was Chinese and that she's the basically the rapper girl of the group. And that's exactly what she brought to the table.
Is she called Amber because she spits fire?
But yeah, so yeah, her name is Amber and they really, really, really wanted her.
Right.
They just loved the way that she rapped, but she spoke Chinese, so she really struggled with other things, but they gave her like kind of incentives.
Mm.
So it kind of sucks that there is some favoritism, but hey, you know what? As an artist, when you know what you want it.
Yeah.
You know, so
just go for it.
Yeah, pretty much. It kind of sucks for everyone else because they're like, oh, but I've been working just as hard. I can only imagine, you know, the drama that goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then some of these people, they'll be part of the industry for like 5 years, just training, all to just be kind of a backup dancer for one concert.
Mm-hmm.
And then some.
That's kind of like in J-pop as well, though. Like Morning Musume Man, AKB48, and like all those like huge girl groups. And even like Johnny's, which is like the huge industry for guy pop groups. So like if we're talking nowadays, you know, like Arashi, and like back then we'd be like SMAP. And, like, those kinds of boy groups, like, to get into that kind of stuff, or, like, you know, J-Soul Brothers and that kind of stuff, like, to get into those kinds of groups is, like, intense for some guys.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. When I see some of, like, the intense training with those, it does show at the very end. And then with the music videos, I don't know whose idea it was in the very beginning to make them that extravagant, but it's bright colors.
I mean, that had to stand out from the rest of the world in some way.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, it's like cocaine for the eyes whenever you watch a K-pop video. And I'm always impressed every single time. And I'm just sold fantasy on like those girls and those guys. And sometimes I'm not even listening to the music by that point. I'm like, you know what? You guys look good.
Well, that's what me and my sister used to have fun with. Like when I was living back in Australia, we'd actually, in Sunday mornings, they would play SBS Pop Asia. And there'd be like the TV show on SBS. And they would just play all of these like K-pop music videos, and my sister and I, we never were into the music, but we just liked watching SBS Pop Asia and playing this game called Is That a Guy or a Girl?
Yeah.
Because some of these groups were just like, I genuinely don't know. Is that a guy? Is that a girl? Because all the girls look like really pretty girls and all the guys look like really pretty girls.
I think that I could probably play that game more so with Japanese bands more than I could K-pop.
Japanese bands is a lot easier.
Really? No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I will pull one up right now. You start.
Okay, we're talking about like Visual K, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Visual K is a little bit easier because there are way less female Visual K bands than there are male Visual K bands.
No, but I'm saying that they have the look of like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, yeah. But, I mean, you're showing me a picture right now of some of these guys. Well, I mean, obviously, okay, well, I don't know why we're doing this on an audio program.
Yeah.
When no one can see it.
Okay, the band is Alice 9. Now, go on Google Images right now. Go to Alice 9. A-L-I-C-E.
And space then, N-I-N-E.
Yeah, Alice 9. Like Alice in Wonderland and the number 9.
Okay.
Okay, I'm showing you a picture right now.
Okay, that guy. Okay, so there's 5 guys right now. Or 5 what is supposedly guys. Okay, left, right, and second from the right are definitely dudes.
Yeah.
That's definitely a dude.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably a girl.
They're all guys.
Oh, they're all guys?
Yes.
Okay.
See what I mean?
I don't know. I thought you were giving me, like, a trick question.
Okay. Then I'll pull up.
So I'm saying all of them are guys. Like, if someone said, oh, yeah, they're all guys, then I'll be like, yeah, of course.
But yeah, so, okay, relaying it back to K-pop, guys. Sorry about that. Sorry. That was just really fun to do. And I hope that you guys, like, kind of participate in that yourselves and you go on Google Images. But yeah, so with K-pop, not a big fan of the music. All right, I'll take that. And I'm still trying to get into it, and I have my fair share of it. People that got me into K-pop, like, again, all just said BTS and also Red Velvet.
Mm.
One is a guy group and one is a girl group. Mm. As far as if I'm part of the army, I wouldn't say not yet.
Mm.
I'm going to say not
yet. Do you want to be part of the army?
I don't know yet because, I mean, if it happens, it happens. Because, I mean, it's just one of those other things that just reiterate, like, just me being a chick.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess I have been playing Fake Love a lot, and I have been listening to the entire album, but right now, I don't know why I'm not hooked quite yet. But I am always hooked to those music videos and the guys.
Probably because you're just not hooked to the music.
Probably.
Like, you're hooked to the music videos, yeah. But it's just not your type of music to
listen
to.
But see, the thing is that I used to really like it back then.
Yeah, well, tastes change. I used to like certain bands, but now I don't.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's interesting. But, like, you know, again, like, just because I'm not into the music, like, I don't condone anybody. Like,
right.
You know, BTS fans can, or sorry, ARMY. ARMY, you can do whatever the heck you want. And, you know, the fact that, again, like, the BTS got number one in America suggests that there really is no stopping it at this point.
The ARMY is unbeatable.
Yeah, just you know, leave me alone, please, ARMY. Yeah, guys, let us know using the hashtag, what was it again, Aki?
I think it was something that rhymes with SBS anime. Guess what it is?
Is it SBS banime?
That's right.
Hashtag SBS anime. Let us know if you are part of the ARMY. What do you think about K-pop? What do you think about J-pop? All that kind of stuff. And I guess... I guess
since you're on SBS, I mean, K-pop's a huge thing on this...
Yeah, K-pop is a huge thing. And I'm assuming I angered a couple of people by saying that I'm not into K-pop. So please go easy on
me. It's okay. I probably angered by some people by saying, not yet.
Yeah, well, just give us some time. Or at least give Aki some time.
Yeah, give me some time to grow. Hey, at least you have proof. Like, this isn't just something that I'm just doing on YouTube. Like, I am legit behind the scenes, and Joey can vouch for me.
Behind the scenes? Like BTS?
Yeah. Okay, I get it.
You completely flubbed that joke when I said it, like, 10 minutes ago.
I didn't even, like...
That's what I thought BTS stood for.
No.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And I keep saying that joke and nobody gets it. I'm sad. Anyway, yeah, like, I'm probably not gonna be there, so I guess welcome Aki with open arms once she gets there. Yeah. And I'll just kind of be standing over by the everything else corner.
Right.
But thank you again for listening in to another episode of The Anime Show with Joey and Aki. If you enjoyed it, make sure to like, favorite, comment, share it with all of your friends. It helps the podcast out a lot. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.